finger licking good, bottoms up, handcuffs. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Thanks for joining me on the Blind Date After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host with the queenly touch, Regina Coles. So listen, today we are going to cover all the juicy stuff from season one, episodes 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Ow. That's a lot, but it's all good. We can get through it. So stay tuned because we've got a special segment. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be really hot. And we also have some really interesting news about Blind Date for all you Blind Date fans out there and hopeless blind daters. And also at this time, I want you to say hello to my handsome producer, Vito.
Well, that's very kind of you, Regina. Glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Vito. It's good to have you in the booth with me and know that your millennial comments are going to just inspire everyone out there.
Some might even call me Gen Z.
Ooh, okay. All right. So I want to get to my overall thoughts. Well, Oh, yeah. My overall. Just kidding, guys. My overall thoughts were a little annoying, rude to crude. There's hope. There you go.
Vito, those are pretty good overall thoughts. Pretty, I'm interested. I'm encapsulated.
Yes. So I'm going to get right to episode 26, couple number one, Jasmine and Darius. And actually, they were a pretty interesting couple. And I thought they were a great match for one another. At first, I was a little skeptical because Jasmine, she just laid it out right away out the gate. She was like, I don't want any guy who has a girlfriend. Well, Jasmine, who does? Unless you're into, what, threesomes?
Or cheating.
I hear you, you don't care about it, right? Yeah. Then her other rule was no kids. And he had to have a job. But you know what? I felt like, you go, girl. You know definitely what you want in a man. Because, hey, if you don't have a J-O-B, bye-bye. You better be in between jobs and getting another one quick, you know?
Absolutely. We can't have people being financially reliant on each other when you're only just going on a first date.
Yeah, exactly. But she didn't have to worry. Darius definitely was employed, has a great job, I believe, as a graphic artist. And the thing about Darius is he's a real country boy, so he likes to fish. So their first date was at a pond where they fished. Not my kind of first date. So I gave that the thumbs down. I don't want to be out in no hot, sweaty, humid weather anywhere throwing a fishing rod into the water, putting a worm on it or whatever. That's just not my idea of a first date. I mean, and I think part of the problem with this show is they got to get better dates. But I don't want to keep, you know, putting time on that date. So I'm going to move on. She was a good sport. She did fish with them, and she kind of enjoyed it. But the thing I didn't like about him is right away he told her, you got on a little bit too much makeup. So right then and there was a red flag for me because you don't know me. So why are you judging me? And I did my best to make sure I look very attractive and beautiful for you. Don't tell me as soon as I walk in the door that I've got too much makeup on. And it's probably a good thing she did have a lot of makeup on being out in that swamp fishing, you know. But anyway, from there, she went on to let him know that she has a quick temper and she likes to fight. So,
red flag.
That's a red flag. I'm not going to tell anybody. People, that is a don't. don't, when you first meet somebody, you got to be on your best behavior and you got to give them the goods so you can reel them in. So I'm talking fish talk now. Don't tell somebody, I would never tell somebody that, oh, by the way, I have a really quick temper and I, you know, the slightest thing, a disagreement I have with you, I might pick up a chair or a bottle and I may knock you over the head with it.
I'm not very fond of like people saying that and then not trying to put any effort towards it. It's like, look, you have a bad temper, fix it. Like, that is not something that you can go into a relationship and be like, yeah, that's totally fine. I can just be mad. And you have to expect that.
Yeah, that's not cool. Anybody that can't control their temper is definitely a serious red flag. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, let's face it, when tempers are flared up and a person is out of control, that is totally unattractive, unacceptable, and darn right ugly. Mm-hmm. And people can get hurt that way. So that is a red flag for me. I personally would run when she said that. But anyways, he didn't run. So she tempted him in the hot tub. They played a drinking game where they asked her these silly little questions. Well, he asked her, what's your, tell me about your first orgasm or something, or your first, your best sexual encounter or experience. And she told him that the first time she had an orgasm that was so good, it made her cry.
Oh my God. I have a friend of mine who passes out sometimes when he does. And he's told me that before. And I was like, you should see a doctor.
A guy passing out after having an orgasm.
Yeah.
And he actually shared it.
Yeah. He says he sees colors. I don't know what he's on.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I don't know what he's doing.
Wow. That sounds like a serious medical condition to me.
Yeah, and I think he's probably checked it out by now. He's going to school to be a physicist and a doctor. So,
okay.
I hope he knows.
That sounds like it's a problem with blood flow.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, that does cause your blood to really pump it up.
Yeah, but good for her.
So, I don't know if it's good for her or not. I wouldn't have told him that.
No. I mean, like, good for the woman who had.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good
okay. But
cried.
Then my question was, well, where's the guy if he was that good girl? How did you let him get away?
Maybe it wasn't a boy that made that happen. Maybe it was herself. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Vitel, you are amping it up today, my dear. You're already past 10.
Yeah, that's okay.
Ow! Okay. Hey, you know what? We will move on after that. So getting to couple number two, they were pretty boring. So I'm just going to pass those guys up and go to episode 27, couple number one. Now, this was the worst guy. I put him in the worst guy category because he was totally annoying, rude, and absolutely crude. He was a chauvinist, all the things that I personally would not like in a guy, and I would send him packing. He had a beautiful date. Her name was Erin, and she was a model. She was gorgeous. And she was really a classy lady to put up with his mess. So their date was in a bakery. They baked cupcakes, and that was all good.
That's cute.
But the first thing he said to her, she was really nicely dressed, and she had on like a red top, and she had a very nice, well-endowed chest, and she had a little low, like, cleavage showing. It was a low cut, but it was tasteful to me. It wasn't like anything saying, I'm loose and, you know, I'm looking for a booty call to me. But he interpreted that way. He was like so full of himself. Like he was telling her, I'm a god. And so any guy that's coming on that strong with me, I'm like, and she did handle him by telling him, you need to back up. And that's exactly what I would have told him. But he told her, yeah, what are you trying to, you know, the low cleavage, the top. What are you trying to say to me?
That's
this is like a
terrible.
Quick, yeah, like a booty call. Like it's really suggestive. And so I'm going to be looking at your boobs for the rest of the date.
I can't stand people without manners like that. I mean, like,
yeah.
Especially like if he actually said like I'm a god, like dude,
he did say that.
A reality check.
He said that.
That's crazy.
That he was a god.
No.
And I felt like, okay, if it were me, and she handled it great. Mm-hmm. You know, she had a nice, tasteful comeback for him. But for me, I'm like, no, mm-hmm. you're not a god. Mm-hmm. You're a man. You're a human being. You can walk out this door right now. Get hit by a car, or you can choke on your olive, which is what you probably need to do.
Ooh, get it. Also, because, like, him suggesting that her wearing something implied
yeah.
anything, that's like five red flags in one.
So listen, I made notes. This is some of the things he said. And he was totally immature, and I just don't have patience for immature men. He said, men should lead women. In other words, you bow down to me, you do what I tell you to do. Women should follow. Then he said that she should follow his lead at all times and that he was the Obama and she was Michelle.
What does that even
mean? Nothing.
What does that even mean?
Nothing. I said,
dude.
Did he have too many drinks or what is he on?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's just how he is normally. That's
well,
terrible.
What reality is he in? Everybody knows that Michelle Obama is her own woman and that President Obama totally respects his wife, adores her, and puts her on a wonderful pedestal. And I think they have an even exchange in respecting one another and their marriage that way.
Absolutely. Their relationship seemingly
yeah.
is very, very healthy.
Yeah.
Very much unlike this man. He should probably go get some therapy.
Yeah. And then he said, and this was a total turn off for me, among other things. But she said, okay, so what do you do that you really feel you're great at or you're good at? And of course, he said having sex,
of
but
course.
He was crude about it, using the F word. And he was so full of himself. And then when they got in the hot tub, there's always a hot tub at the end of the show. It's so predictable. Guys, please, if you get a second season, cut out the hot tub. We don't need to see it every time.
I agree.
You know, they got in the hot tub and he was turned on by her, no doubt. And actually, she shocked me because she said she would have a second date with him. And I said, girl.
Oh, that poor woman.
Are you crazy?
Please understand that you were better than him.
But
please
what
understand.
Happened is he wanted to kiss her. And she said no. Good for her. Good for her. Maybe she
yeah.
was just getting back at him. So to make a long story short, he walked off and she was glad he did. She
yeah.
said, bye, boo.
God, I feel bad for any woman that deals with him
yeah.
in the future.
I know.
He is not in a good
he
mindset for
terrible.
Any relationship, it sounds like.
But what we are in a good mindset for is to thank all of our viewers out there
Absolutely.
For watching and supporting AfterBuzz TV. Guys, we appreciate you so much.
We do.
Thank you for giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes and then going to YouTube, giving us the thumbs up and leaving all your wonderful positive comments. We here at AfterBuzz TV thank you for your continued support, and we just try to up our game every time to make sure you keep coming back. So thank you so much. So that being said, mm-hmm. I shall move on. You know, this show just does not have a good track record
Mm-mm.
in second dates.
No, I wonder why after that last one. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know that it's the quality of the dates.
Yeah.
They just don't have good dates.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, you know, they said they didn't connect these folks on social media, but I'm like kind of wondering
mm-hmm.
how did you connect them?
Yeah, I wonder what the producers do to find these people that are looking. I wonder if they do go to dating websites.
I have to think they do, and I have to think in some small way,
mm-hmm.
social media plays a part.
Maybe.
In these hookups. But they said they don't troll them before they date them. Mm. And it's pretty much true once you see how they interact with each other. But moving on to episode 28. Now, this young lady, Christina, was a doozy. She was from Ukraine. And she was dating a really nice guy named Chance. And the thing about her is she wants a man. There's this, they have this thing in Ukraine, according to her and a few others from Ukraine, women. They like guys to be tough and in control. They like macho men. They don't like men to make it easy for them. They like a challenge. And me personally, I'm up for a challenge, but not too much of a challenge. You know, because then, I mean, you're like jumping through hoops. And then it can get to a point where the person is just darn right mean to you and outrageous. Absolutely. But anyway, Chance was a gentleman. And the thing about her, their date was a mechanical bull. And no thanks.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But yeah. I don't know. If you're up for, like, it sounds like she's a pretty, like wants to be physical, wants to show off, that kind of thing. Like, hey, good for you. But not for, I've never ridden a mechanical bull. It sounds fun. For a first date? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Because he got on the bull and he fell off, like, in 2 seconds. Mm. She stayed on the bull for, like, 12 minutes or longer. Sure. She's used to riding.
No
pun intended. But moving along to some of the notes, that the thing about her is she reminded me of this movie called Fatal Attraction.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, unfortunately.
Oh, you need to watch it, Vito.
Yeah.
It'll teach you all about blind dating, you know, the psycho dates.
Oh, great.
She said that she can pick locks, and that she has picked the locks of her ex-boyfriends and gone into their apartments.
No bad. That's another red flag. Just put that right up there.
And that she has taken a baseball bat and she has, you know, used it to bash windows, put nails in tires.
Oh, God.
So
why would you come out with that on the first date? That's not your experience. Is not universal.
I'm glad she did. Are you kidding me? If I'm a guy,
oh my God. I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Thankful you came out with this.
But like,
save me.
Your experience isn't universal. Don't do that to people. Do that.
So, I mean, she really seemed like she had a lot of issues, especially when you tell somebody that. Then I'm just running for the hills.
Yeah.
There will be no second date. Actually, I want to end the first date right now. So, but Chance was a good sport. He hung in there. They went to the hot tub and they had the champagne, the bubbly, as they always do.
The bubbly.
And, or a couple of shots of tequila, which really amps it up.
That's how it goes.
But she was pretty much wanting him to be the aggressor when he really was a gentleman. But she asked him to kiss her, and so he kissed her. And then she said, yuck.
Oh, yeah. Poor Chance.
Yeah.
And didn't even give him a chance.
No, she didn't give him a chance. And I'm like, why ask a guy to kiss you? To me, I'm not going to ask any guy to kiss me unless I'm really thinking that it's going to another level.
Yeah, it sounds like she was just wanting something that he did not have.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know. Anyway, she did tell him that the only thing that he asked her about getting married, and her response was that she would marry a guy for health insurance. I'm like,
good
oh.
honor. That's a good
yeah,
reason.
So you've already married somebody for the green card, apparently, you
Dang,
know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You do what you need to, I guess.
Yeah. And so anyway, she was like, she was a hot mama. She was one number. And like I said, if you get a chance, watch
Fatal Attraction.
And that'll give you an idea as to what kind of, you know, chick She was. So anyway, of course there wasn't a second date.
Of course. But I would hope not.
Yeah, but what she did is she walked out on him and let him know, no second date. And then she came back.
Oh.
Well, he said, though, when she was coming back, he said, she wants me to run after her, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what she wanted.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Don't run after her.
I mean, like, it's very obvious what kind of guy she wanted out of this, and he was not it.
Right. And so anyway, she came back and she said, I just want you to know that I didn't come back for you. I came back for grapes, you know. Her accent was
good for
school.
Her.
And so he's like, yeah, okay. So then she's throwing a grape at him and all. But he was cool. And so she pretty much left really pissed. She claimed he wasn't her type. But why bother? And that takes me into my special segment.
Mm.
If somebody is not your type and you know it right away, why bother to go through all those antics?
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing about specifically that couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think she wanted to put on this front that she was looking for this, like, really dominant kind of guy, this guy that, like, was big and strong. But I think she just wanted him to kind of, like, put in the, like, big effort for him to be like, oh my God, this woman is so beautiful. I want to do anything for her.
She wasn't that fine, but anyway.
I mean, yeah, yeah, but like that's probably what she wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because like especially with her coming back with the grape and everything,
yeah.
Like, it was obvious to me that she wanted to have like this specific power over him that
yeah.
was like, oh, you want me.
I think she wanted him to get physical with her in a sense like, oh, come on over here, like give her a hug
yeah.
or, you know.
Or like she wanted to feel this type of wanted that, in my opinion, is a little unhealthy to express.
Yeah.
Like maybe she's been used to relationships that have treated her that way. I don't know, but like, it doesn't sound very healthy to me. How about you, Regina?
Well, no, but, you know, my thing is, like, most of the people on this show, they have expectations when they go on these blind dates.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, don't have any expectations. Why are you having expectations?
It's blind for a reason.
Yeah, it's blind for a reason.
But I think that definitely goes into like people's ideas of dating in the first place. If you're having expectations going into most dating, you're more than likely going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be bothered that this person is not what you have in your head.
Especially when you have expectations that you do not communicate.
Right.
That is like the worst possible thing that I think that even comes out of like social media and dating right now. Of,
yeah.
Like, people have all of these expectations and then don't have the desire to communicate them and then get mad when their expectations aren't met.
So
and
why take yourself
fault.
Through all
exactly.
that is my, you know,
yeah.
my thing. And most of these dates were just annoying,
yeah.
rude, and crude.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I think after a certain point, they're not obligated to stay.
Yeah.
And I would just be booking.
I wonder how many dates don't make it. I wonder how many dates don't make the cut of, like,
oh, that's interesting. That's
TV
a good
show.
Question.
Because, like, it sounds like they have, like, eight or so mm-hmm. on air every episode. Can you imagine just how many dates are just, like, nothing happens?
Yeah.
Like, maybe some of them are good dates. Maybe that's not what makes the...
Nah,
maybe that's not what
they
people
don't,
want.
They,
I don't know.
There are no second dates. They're
yeah.
not... It's very few. But this one couple, episode 29, moving on,
mm-hmm.
they did go on a second date.
Oh.
But I thought they weren't my favorite couple because, to me, the girl, her name was Rochelle.
Mm.
The young lady, I should say.
Mm.
And she went out with Mo, a radio host. But she was like, she had an alter ego named Roro. And if Roro drank too much Hennessy, then she could be like a loose cannon.
Mm.
And so the thing that turned me off with her right away, and they were kind of a nice couple. I could see them dating again, and they did go on a second date. And I can see why. Because she let him, she sucked his finger. And I was like, ew.
That's forward. That, I mean, if that's what you want, mm-hmm. she went for it.
No. Episode 29 was a weird episode. The second couple, the woman had three alter egos.
Interesting.
Yeah, she had three different egos, personalities. So she's going out with this guy. She's a makeup artist, Kyle. And she's like switching from one ego to the next. She had a balloon phobia. But the thing about this was she was into being a dominatrix.
Okay.
And submission.
Okay.
So when they went in the hot tub, she whipped out the like towel to spank him and asphyxiate him and then handcuff him.
This sounds like a good episode. Like, this sounds fun.
Guys, you're in the wrong place for this. A hot tub? No, I don't think so. You need to be in a closet somewhere or some kind of chamber where you got the real whips and toys and 50 Shades of Gray.
Yeah, they might
paraphernalia.
Get more, they might get better TV if they do stuff like that.
Well, maybe so, but then I don't know. I just thought it was like a bit much for a blind date because it's not being realistic, and I think that's why people are like turning off to it. To a degree, based on the news, and we can do news right now.
Alrighty, let's get into some AfterBuzz TV news.
So, we know that Blind Date has already gotten pretty much through their first season with about 35 episodes. But they have failed to win people over. Because they have a share of awkward encounters, makeout sessions, and uncomfortable questions that viewers are not really embracing. And it's completely different from other franchises such as The Bachelor, Love Island, and Paradise Hotel. So you find yourself being distracted by watching these singles trying to avoid awkward situations and silence, and then they get into asking really absurd questions about each other. And viewers are just not buying it.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised by that, hearing from like some of the feedback that you've given with everything. It sounds to me like a lot of it is just like so played up, or like not played up enough to an extent, that I'm not surprised that viewers are like, come on, give us like better... Give us better
quality.
Television.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of these sound really uneventful. Like, you can do, come on, you can do better than showing, like, not very good dates. Just give them funnier premises. Give them weird, give them reasons to go on these dates besides
so
just wanting to
the
date.
Verdict is out, according to what's floating on social media and the news. So we'll see. I'll be surprised if there is a second season.
That's unfortunate.
Well, we'll see. They've got a lot of work to do. It's not far off. Not far off. But still some work to do. And moving on to episode 30. Couple number one. They were a gay couple. Both of them African American. And Shauna is a stripper.
Okay.
And Tyee, a rapper. And actually, I thought they made an attractive couple. But I don't like the dating. They went, their first date was body painting.
It's four more physical couples, I think. I mean, the last episode that we did, it was a very physical couple, a couple seeking that kind of like intimacy, and it sounds like this one was probably the same. I don't think it might be for me, maybe, but like it's for some people.
I think Shauna was more into trying to seduce Tyee, so to speak, and she did get to that point. But they were in a restaurant, and what I didn't like is, okay, you are a stripper, I get it, that's how you make your living, I'm not knocking you, but I don't need to be on a date with you, and you give me a lap dance in a restaurant, and then you turn yourself upside down, spread eagle, and your booty is in my face. That is like...
Man, that's pretty impressive, though. Not a lot of people
Well, the girl has moves. Yeah. But I am definitely not... You know, that you don't have to impress me that way. She was already very attractive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she gave too much information. And, guys, that's one of my don'ts. Mm. Don't spill the tea on the first date. Mm. You know, keep all the skeletons in the closet. Wait till you get to know that person, feel comfortable with them, and you feel a true, honest connection with them. Like she said, told her that she had sex out in public while other people watched.
Wow. That is...
On a cruise ship.
That is quite... That is quite the idea.
Yeah. And I wanted to know, was that one of those cruises? And she, Tai, didn't ask her. But my thing is, she was shocked by her response, of course, her telling her that.
Yeah.
Was it one of those cruises where... They have, like, it's a sex cruise. I've heard of those.
Yeah, I've never heard of those, but that sounds like a party. But I don't know. I hope it was, because honestly, if it was any other kind of cruise, that is, like, there is a chance that there are children around. It's definitely non-consensual for the people around you. Like, I hope it was the situation in which it was a public place where this was fine. It's not really okay to do if it's in a public place where there are, like, children.
So, of course, they got to the hot tub with the champagne. Mm. And Shauna looked great in her bikini and everything. Tai asked her to kiss her. And Shauna was like, I don't kiss on the first date.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you're just a real teaser here. Mm. But she also let Tai know that, you're not my type. Mm. Too much of a stud.
What?
A stud for lesbians is like...
I know what you mean.
The other woman is more in the manly mode.
Yeah, somebody who is butch.
Yeah, a little more butch. Yeah. But she was in between butch and stem, they call it. So I'm like, okay, well, it's all good. So the date ended by her telling her, maybe you might have a second date. We'll see. And so she left. So it's like, bye, boo. Mm. So episode 31, my favorite couple was Dime. And Mike was the guy who's the stylist. So they met at a resale shop where they picked out clothes for one another and they dressed one another. And so,
that was a fun date. Really cute. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
It was a fun date. And he was very charming. Mm-hmm. And they really seemed to match one another. They had a really nice chemistry with one another. And they got in a hot tub, of course, and they were twerking. He twerked for her. It was the other way around.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, right. But she had on a thong bikini, so figure that one out. And she had some... You know, baby head back, as they say, as the song goes. So I'm sure that helped them seal the second date.
Oh, they got a second date?
Yep,
yay!
They got a second date.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, we got a couple of second dates out of these episodes.
That's good.
So it was all good. And basically, those were the couples that I enjoyed the most, the best. And so we'll see what happens. So maybe I can make a prediction.
All right. Let's see if you can make it. AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So I am predicting that they're going to save the best for last. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, guys. We have 4 more episodes coming up Sunday. Tune in at 2. Mm-hmm. And we will be doing those.
Yes, we will.
And I'm hoping, so far, throughout this whole first season, there's been, I would say, 2 or 3 couples. The one perfect couple that we had last show, But I'm hoping that we can get a few more.
Yeah.
So,
Do you think they'll do the most dramatic for last, or do you think that they'll do like yes. the most well?
They'll mix it up, most dramatic.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping most desirable couple yeah. that has something in common with one another.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, Vito, I think it's time for us to say goodbye to our wonderful viewers.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, and I am Regina Coles, and you can find me at Regina Coles on Instagram, guys. And I do go on YouTube, and I read your comments, and I many times do respond to your wonderful comments. So until Sunday at 2 p.m., which is when we air, I'll see you then. It's Regina Coles for AfterBuzz TV, and Vito, my producer.
Take care, bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.